Hey everyone, welcome to the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. Today I'm joined with two members of the Sondermind team to talk about their recent acquisition. I'm joined by Dr. Glenn Coppersmith, the chief data officer at Sondermind, and we're bringing back on Dr. Doug Newton, the chief medical officer at Sondermind. Great to be chatting with both you gentlemen.
Yeah, it's great to join you.
Great to see you.
Yeah, we were just joking a little bit because that's why I went back and added the doctor in there. You go to school and get your PhD. You deserve to have people call you that. I know I would tell everyone if I had my PhD. So really excited to talk with both of you. So the audience is already a little familiar with Dr. Newton, but we'd love to hear more about your background, and then we can talk more about the acquisition and what this means clinically for Sondermind.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for having us. So my background, going way back, I was classically trained in computer science and psychology. And so I've always been in between these two worlds, right? Using computational techniques to better understand humans, better understand human behavior. And that, in the years past, is sort of bizarre. This was not something that a lot of people spent a lot of time thinking about. It seemed like a very strange union. But now look at today, where so much of what we're doing and what so many companies and so many academics are looking at is how do we better understand human behavior and how do we use computers to better understand what makes a person tick. In this case, and what we've done over the years, is try to really understand establish a really strong scientific base around what can we measure and understand about a human's behavior and how do we use that, how do we understand from their data, from the things that they're doing every day, interacting with the internet, how can we use that to better inform their care? And this is why we're so excited to be joining Sondermind. After years of studying this and publishing the scientific research, we actually have this moment where we have a stable of really incredible, empathetic clinicians that are interested in better understanding how can they care for their patients, how can they craft the better patient journey for the clients that they're serving. And so our joining Sondermind gives us this chance to bring to bear some of this new technology and then also look at everything else within this system and establish what can we do better? Where can we find efficiencies? Where can we find ways to make this what is traditionally a very difficult process for people? Where can we find ways to make it easier, both for the clinicians that are providing the care, allowing them to focus on the care and the thing that they're so good at, and the clients as they go through it? So we started with my background. I couldn't help but jump to Sondermind because it in many ways is sort of like it seems like my whole life has been getting ready for exactly this. And so my undergrad and graduate work was in computer science and psychology, and then I was a professor at Johns Hopkins for a while, understanding computational linguistics, building machine learning algorithms to analyze language and predict meaningful and interesting things about human behavior. And then we founded Quantify in 2014 to start looking at this seriously, very specifically focusing on mental health and well-being. And now here we are, partnering up with all the clinicians at Sondermind and bringing this into the patient journey of thousands of people per month.
Yeah, what a great relationship. And now I want to shift focus to Dr. Newton. Now clinically, what does this mean for Sondermind? And it sounds like, when we were first catching up, you could tell the excitement right away about being able to work together, and then saw the post recently, obviously, that this was announced. So really exciting for all of you. But I'd love to hear more about what this means clinically for Sondermind, and let's hear it.
Yeah, no, thanks, Jared. Super exciting. Yeah, I'm really excited. And not only having this opportunity for us to kind of branch out even further and actually back to this, the last podcast is a lot about measurement-based care and what we can do. And as a refresher, we really have the data now, and we're sending this out to the clients and having those providers be able to have access to data around depression and anxiety and functional status and like how is the therapeutic alliance going. We have all that right now, and it's really exciting, right? And we can actually show some really, really good outcomes that many can't, actually, that we actually do improve people meaningfully within a matter of a few weeks. And that's super exciting. So we can get people in fast, we can get them better, and then we can maintain that wellness. Where we don't have or didn't have, right, but where we're going is like all this other really amazing opportunities that Glenn and his team bring to bear. And just as he just said, right? Like, so what are the other opportunities? Like, how do we engage better? How do we actually understand the whole person? Not just for outcomes, but like truly personalize that care. And so that's what we're really excited about. So how do we get folks in? How do we get them fast? How do we get it like the right care, a very personalized care, and like personalize that journey and continually get those like indices to be able to understand like, okay, where do we need to shift focus? Or how do we like, you know, get that data back to that provider in order for them to improve how that the client is doing, as well as like even between sessions, right? Like what are opportunities to see what kind of data we can get, you know, from, you know, session 5 to session 6, right? And, you know, what can be provided, and you know, having, you know, Glenn and his team being a part of that journey is just really, truly amazing. I'm so excited. I couldn't be happier. I think some of the stuff was actually even some of the discussions were happening even the last time you and I talked, and of course couldn't say too much, but was super excited about it. And so, you know, this has been something we've been talking about even before I joined Sondermind with Mark, our CEO, of like, all right, how do we get it to the next level? And this is the man sitting in front of me right now is how we're gonna get there with his team, so super excited.
Yeah, as much as I like when people tell me stuff that doesn't yet happen, I almost respect when you don't. It's I can keep a secret, but I don't like to, it's nice when I get to hear this and see it and run into you, because you get to see that excitement as soon as it's actually announced and you can tell everyone, and you can't fake that look in your eyes, right? That like, when you get really excited, that light.
Well, it was opportune because you and I talked a couple days ago. We ran into each other, right? And you're like, oh, do you want to talk? And I'm like, sure, sure. And we couldn't do it, you know, yesterday. We could do it today, but we wouldn't be able to have, frankly, probably this conversation had we done it yesterday, because it wasn't announced until today. So this is just, you're on the cusp of this.
It worked out. I was late to booking the booth, and we couldn't get it yesterday, so it worked out. So this works out.
Happy accident, as they say.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I hope we can obviously continue to have you on. Glenn, it would be great too to have you on again. Mm-hmm. In the near future. We can kind of talk about, obviously this was just announced. It'll continue to blossom from here. But I think there's lots more we can end up talking about. But this is just to cover this quickly, get to know you a little bit, and understand how this, continues to move forward with things clinically and what you're trying to build over at Sondermind and now together. So thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks, Jared.
Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.